So, hi everyone, my name is Nima Foruzande. I'm a PhD student at TU Delft between Building Physics and 3D Geoinformation Groups. Before I start, I want to deliver the greetings from Delft, from Eleonora. She couldn't unfortunately join this workshop because she's having her first child by next week, so she couldn't join, but she sent her best wishes. So I want to introduce to the problem that I want to that I addressed here, the research questions, the definition of geometrical levels of detail, and material classes of accuracy, for short GLOD and MCOA. You will see a lot of these two terms in the presentations, and the influence of varying levels of detail in geometry and varying material classes of accuracy in the daylight results. So, as you know, physics-based daylight simulation is used for design stage post-occupancy evaluation and model-based control of the buildings, but the uncertainties caused by inaccurate geometry and material characterization is not fully studied. We have some studies in the literature by Brambilla, for instance, that worked on the sensitivity of climate-based daylight models on the results, climate-based daylight modeling results to the sensitivity of these results to the reflectance of different semantics like walls, floors, and etc. And also we have lots of studies on the urban level by Slattery and Mistry, for instance, on the modeling the exterior, the sensitivity of glare to the exterior levels of detail in geometry. And also we have Bilyatsky's study on propagation of positional errors in estimation of solar radiation using different levels of detail and XYZ accuracy levels. But these definitions are mostly suited for natural disaster management, area determination, and route visualization, mostly urban studies. But I wanted to study how to standardize this geometry and material inputs for climate-based daylight modelings and how we can define these different levels of detail and classes of accuracy for material and geometry. And what is the impact of incomplete geometry on the CBDM results and the impact of inaccurate material properties? So for this, I had six university spaces, three classrooms, two meeting rooms and one open office in Toronto and Delft, with window to floor ratio ranging from 9% to 40%, so pretty much wide range. First step was to define the geometrical levels of detail. So there are two or three ways or methods to define those. The first, I took this one that I'm now explaining. So assuming this is a space with, say, a few chairs, two desks, one locker, and a big table, I gradually decrease the results across different GLODs. Geometrical levels of details. In the GLOD 2, for instance, we don't have the desks and the chairs. And the GLOD 1, we only have the big table, and the GLOD 0 has only the permanent structures of the space, being the floors, ceilings, walls, and windows. So we have these most complete case, GLOD 4, and the least complete GLOD 0, and the in-between ones. So to define that, I had different descriptors of the non-permanent objects in the space. For instance, the surrounding sphere, axis-aligned bounding box, convex hull of the objects. I used the oriented bounding box because of its flexibility and generalizability to other kind of data like point clouds that I want to use for the next stages of my PhD. And I picked three thresholds for including or excluding the objects in the models based on the 9 university spaces, the 6 that I showed, and 3 more, to define these thresholds to include or exclude the objects from the models across different levels of detail. So these are 2 examples from 2 spaces that you can see. In the first one, starts with 9 objects in V3. Starts with 9 objects, only the permanent objects, and gradually until the GLB4 we have 112. And I studied also the semantics of the in GLODs, as one would expect. In GLOB1, there are large objects like desks, midports, that are first appear in the space. Then there's chairs in the GLOB2, and then flower vase, monitors, AC units in GLOB3, and small objects like desk contents in the last GLOB, which appear first. So this was for the geometry, and for material classes of accuracy, I defined different discrete classes of accuracy based on different or 4 different spreads, narrower spreads representing the more accurate acquisition techniques, and the wider spreads representing the less accurate ones. To define that, I measured around 100 samples with 2 different methods. One of them was the reflectance spectrophotometer, and the other was average hemispherical reflectance, which is the pair of measurements of luminance and illuminance. I then measured, I plotted the errors here, and then based on the distribution of the errors, I defined 4 discrete classes of accuracy. Then, having those classes of accuracy in material and geometrical level of detail, I did the EBS simulation, 500 simulations for each cell in this matrix. So for each space, I have this matrix with 4 different classes of accuracy, 5 different geometrical level of detail. And for each cell, I randomly, across 500 simulations, I randomly change the optical properties picked from the normal distributions of the very class of accuracy. And then I do simulation, climate-based simulation, and I did the post-processing. So results, I checked the results. I don't think the absolute values are relevant for this presentation, but I checked the results to make sure that the heat maps and the distribution are that they make sense. Then for influence of varying GLODs, I observed that in the least complete model to the most complete model, I have between 18% to 1% by average different error, which was on the GLOD 0, which with the least complete model, I had between 6 to 35% error. And then I also studied the simulation times across different GLODs, and I saw that the simulation time can decrease by 200%, and which of course depends on the model complexity, which is partly by defined by the inclusion and exclusion of these objects, but also it depends on the complexity of the mesh that I model the objects with. And here's the influence of varying material classes of accuracy. So I observed that they follow normal distribution in most cases, and varying material classes of accuracy, the uncertainties with the classes of accuracy in material showed a linear decrease in the uncertainties in the results, in the total annual illumination rates. I also studied the spatial distribution of the errors, and I saw that around the windows I observed more pronounced errors. So there was a new question that came to mind, that it was what is the relative importance of transmittance and reflectance? because so far the tweaks I made was both on the reflectance and transmittance at the same time. So I studied them independently, the transmittance and reflectance, across three different spaces. And I observed that in two spaces with 9% and 40% mean of flow ratio, I have dominance in the transmittance uncertainty. But also in one space, I have I see the influence of opaque surfaces as well. But this was not definitely related to the depth or the window to flow ratio of the space, but certainly to the space configuration. But I don't know what is the exact cause so far. And this study, I had the focus on non-permanent objects. Of course, you can define the different levels of detail on the permanent objects, like the walls. And there are two main ways of defining levels of detail in geometry. One is the inclusion-exclusion, as I presented, and the other is the mesh simplification approach, which I didn't cover in this study. We ignore the influence of proximity to windows on object orientation in defining the geometrical levels of detail. And also, material classes of accuracy are defined based on only the measurements of opaque surfaces. Of course, for transparent surfaces, the maintenance factors are important, and we didn't have the enough data set to model that more accurately. And as a conclusion, exclusion of non-permanent objects in different GLODs cause between 1% to 18% errors in the output total annual illumination results. Excluding the non-permanent objects is shown to make the simulation run up to threefold faster. And the errors arising from inaccurate definitions of material optical properties exhibit a normal distribution, and uncertainty in measures linearly increase with higher levels of input material uncertainty by 10 to 30% depending on the space configuration. And the uncertainty is more pronounced around the openings. And this is because, as I showed you, the effects of the transmittance is dominant relative to the reflectance. And the work in progress, I'm working on the automatic or semi-automatic reconstruction of indoor surface models for daylight simulation from point clouds segmenting the point clouds and detecting the windows to automatically being able to create daylight models for existing indoor spaces. And that was my presentation. I would be happy to answer any questions. Thank you very much.